Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin,
I'm Tiffany.
and today we are talking about the most useless
I
products ever.
love it.
Okay, so we've got some good examples of useless products for you here. Just one that I thought was really funny is somebody has made air-conditioned shoes. Now, if you have smelly feet or like your feet get really hot and your socks, they've got little fans inside them. And you know what? They cost US $70, which is about 2,100, 2,100 NT dollars. That's quite a bit for some air conditioned
And I would
shoes.
imagine, like, how would you fit the fans inside?
Yeah, I
I don't
don't
know
know. I
how
think
that
you just wear
works.
sandals,
I know,
probably.
right? You could just wear sandals. There you go.
Okay,
Problem solved.
well, let's think of some others.
There's one with, I saw that was a headband, and you could put your remote controls
Oh,
on the headband.
people lose their remotes all the time, so you just stick them there. They're just,
But wouldn't that be very
it wouldn't
uncomfortable?
make watching TV very fun. Now, another one that people might actually find useful in Taiwan are shoe umbrellas. Now, I saw a picture. It is actually just two little umbrellas
Oh,
that
so
attach
cute.
to your shoes and keep your shoes dry. Now, it's not very easy to walk in, but at least you don't have wet feet.
That's true. Well, those are actually kind of funny and kind of, I'm pretty sure the people who invented it were trying their best to, help society. So we shouldn't really laugh too much at them. But
I don't know.
unfortunately, these are products that did not work too well. And now they're in this place called the Museum of Failure.
That's right. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. This interesting museum called the Museum of Failure. So let's get started.
Reading. The Museum of Failure. People have great ideas for inventions all the time. Sadly, not all of these end up being successful. In fact, many more fail than succeed, either because of a problem with the idea or an error in the design. Samuel West's Museum of Failure in Helsingborg, Sweden, is filled with products that just didn't hit the mark. West collected some items himself, while others were sent to him in the mail. The museum includes some seriously strange ideas. For example, toothpaste company Colgate put out a ready-made beef lasagna. It was supposed to encourage people to brush their teeth after meals. However, no one trusted Colgate to make a tasty meal. Another item, Coke Black by Coca-Cola, was a coffee-flavored soda. It failed so badly that it was pulled from shelves after 2 years. There is even a perfume designed by motorcycle company Harley-Davidson. It's called Hot Road and is said to smell like wood and tobacco.
Okay, so our article starts out today by kind of introducing what we're talking about. It says, people have great ideas for inventions all the time. Now, of course, an invention is a new useful machine or tool that has been created or designed. Now, every product we used was at one time an invention because there was someone who thought about it for the first time, right? So your smartphone was a few years ago an invention. It didn't exist 30, 40 years ago, but then somebody thought, hey, why don't we have a little phone that we can do everything on our computer on? So it was an invention.
The computers, the internet, even the light bulb as well.
Exactly.
These were all really great inventions that we still use today.
Exactly.
Okay, next in the article says, sadly, not all of these end up being successful. So we were just talking about really successful ones that we really need and that really, really worked. But some of them don't end up very, very successful.
Like the shoe umbrellas.
Yeah, like the shoe umbrella. Mm. And then here we saw the phrase end up. To end up, it means to finally be in a place or a certain situation. Mm-hmm. Now, it can be a negative or a positive thing as well. Mm-hmm. For example, I can say he ended up working for Google after all that hard work. Mm. That's a very positive thing.
Yeah.
But you can also say she ended up lost because she didn't follow the map.
Oops.
So it can also become kind of negative as mm-hmm. well.
Unless you like getting lost, and
yeah,
then it's
that's
a
true.
Good thing. All right, so let's talk more about some of these inventions, these not very successful inventions. It says, in fact, many more, that's inventions, fail than succeed, either because of a problem with the idea or an error in the design. Now, a couple of words we need to look at here. We have been talking about the word successful. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn about the verb form of that adjective. It's succeed. Now, when you succeed, you have done what you wanted or tried to do, or you've just made something happen, or you've made something become possible. For example, Jeremiah has been working on this puzzle for 2 weeks. He finally succeeded in finishing it this morning. Must have been a hard puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at our grammar point here. We see either A or B, okay? Either A or B means 不是 A, 就是 B. It means that you can choose A or B. For example, I can say you can choose either chocolate or strawberry ice cream. It means you have the freedom to choose this one or that one, A or B. There's another one here. It says not only A, but B. You can also say not only A, but also B. And this means that you can choose both A and B. So I can say you can not only have chocolate ice cream, but also strawberry ice cream. It means you can have both of these choices as well.
Okay, so we are talking about the reasons some mm-hmm. of these inventions don't really succeed. Now, we could say that it was a problem with the idea, maybe just like the idea, they didn't think about it enough, right? Or it could be a problem with the design or an error in the design. Now, design is a noun here, and it's talking about the way something has been planned and built, or how it looks, what features it has, how it works, all these different things that make a product work. For example, we could say, I love the design of this couch. It looks so modern, but also comfortable. Mm. So maybe it has nice big pillows and
yes.
it's soft.
It's good for your back, stuff
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
All right. So here in the article says, Samuel West's Museum of Failure in Helsingborg, Sweden is filled with products that just didn't hit the mark. Okay, so yes, you know, people might have really great ideas, but mm-hmm. they probably didn't really do so well in the execution. It mm-hmm. means that they didn't really do so well in making the design and making
right.
it really work perfectly. So
right.
in Sweden, we have a really, really fun museum. It's the Museum of Failure. Mm-hmm. Now, we keep saying failure. What does failure mean? It's a noun, and it means when you fail, it means you didn't succeed.
Right.
So it wasn't successful. So mm-hmm. a failure is something that is not successful.
That's right.
All right. For example, we can say, James didn't practice for his driving test, so his test resulted in a failure. Mm. It means that he didn't spend maybe too much time, you know, learning how to park or driving around.
Right.
So he was not successful in his test, in his
Uh-oh.
Driving test.
He has to Oops. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we saw that this museum in Sweden is filled with products that failed at being successful. So we use this phrase, be filled with. When one thing is filled with another thing or things, it is full of those things. So one thing is taking a lot of space in a place. So in other words, we can talk about having a cup filled with water or a building filled with people, for example. So at night, your school is not full of people, but during the day, it is filled with people. Here's another example sentence. This pencil box is filled with old broken pencils. I can't find anything useful in it.
I think it belongs in the museum then.
Mm.
All right. So what is it the museum has? The museum has a lot of products that were failures. So a product here is something that you make or you grow, and then it is used to be sold or used. So usually companies make products.
Right.
For example, I know a lot of us use this. We use Apple products. And basically, these are things that Apple makes for people to use. So this includes, of course, the iPhone, the MacBook, the iPad, and the iWatch, whatever new thing that they have. So those are the things that Apple makes for us to use. For example, we can also say the company is concentrating on developing new products. So they're focusing on making new things for people.
Right. Okay. So we did see another phrase in that sentence. So we were talking about how these products failed to hit the mark. Now, this is a phrase that we're going to take a little bit more time to talk about. So we're going to go away for now, and we'll be right back in a second.
Pocket phrase go!
Hola, soy Dora. 我就是爱冒险的朵拉。你来得正好。We need your help to open this door. 要打开这扇门，必须要知道英文的第五个字母 A B C D。下一个字母是，没有错，就是一。Your answer hit the mark. 正确答案，我们可以继续探险这个城堡喽。一边走一边跟你聊聊英文里 hit the mark 是什么意思吧。Hit 就是击中的意思，打中了标记，你可以想象是射箭射中了靶心，所以呢就表示成功了，达到了预期的效果。例如呢，你刚刚的回答正中红心，答得正确。我们再举个例子了，这家公司呢因为专注于消费者经验，所以呢推出的产品大卖。 This company hit the mark with its new product because it actually looked into how to improve the user experience. Hit the mark with its product 就是说呢 its product achieved great success, 大成功的意思了。下次呢句子里面再看到 hit the mark, 可别傻傻的以为是要打靶啦。
Okay, welcome back. So if you hit the mark, you are successful in doing something. But if you don't hit the mark, you fail. Now we could also say you miss the mark in that case. Right.
All right, so in the article it says, Wes collected some items himself. While others were sent to him in the mail. So it must be something that, you know, he found a lot of interest in. He thought like, okay, it's kind of, maybe it's fun, it's funny. So he started to collect all these products. And once more people knew about this, they started to send him more things as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
That's a good way to get rid of something you don't need to use anymore. Hey, just put this in your museum. Okay, so he's got this museum. He's got lots of items. It says here, the museum includes some seriously strange ideas. Now, of course, we're not going to say a sentence like that without telling you some of them. So let's find out about one of them here.
Okay, are you ready for them?
Yes.
Okay, the first example says, for example, toothpaste company Colgate put out a ready-made beef lasagna.
Okay, I love lasagna.
I love lasagna, but then I know what Colgate is, so it doesn't really mix together. Now, we said that Colgate is a toothpaste company. Now, of course, toothpaste is basically the thing we use to clean our teeth. And Colgate is just a very, very famous toothpaste company.
Right.
Like, among many others, too.
Right.
I think it's an American brand?
I'm not really sure,
but
I feel like their lasagna might taste like mint toothpaste.
I know, that's why I'm starting to get, like, kind of, I'm not sure if I really want to try that.
Yeah, right. Well, let's find out what lasagna is, and all I have to say is, yum! Just joking. Lasagna is a type of Italian food that is made with tomato sauce, white sauce, flat noodles, meat, vegetables, and cheese. Now, you don't need the white sauce, you don't need the meat, but you do need the tomato sauce, noodles, vegetables, and cheese. Okay, so what makes it different from other types of Italian pasta is that the noodles in lasagna are flat and long. They're not short and curly, they're long and flat, and so you need a big tray to cook it in.
So delicious.
Yes.
All right, now, why did Colgate make this ready-made lasagna? It says, It was supposed to encourage people to brush their teeth after meals.
I mean, I do that anyway.
I do that too. Mm. I'm starting to think that maybe they put like toothpaste. I don't know. Anyways, let's first take a look at some of our phrases. It says, the reason why they made this was because they wanted people to brush their teeth afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we saw the phrase be supposed to do something. Be supposed to do something. This phrase means you're expected to do something, mm-hmm. basically. For example, the company expected people to brush their teeth afterwards. Mm. Okay, and that's what the idea behind it was.
Right.
We can also use it in a sentence like this. The plane was supposed to leave an hour ago, but it was delayed because of the storm.
Mm, so annoying. Uh-huh. All right. Well, it was supposed to encourage people to brush their teeth. Now, here, encourage is a verb, and when you encourage someone to do something, you try to persuade another person to do something. So, for example, the toothpaste company made food as a way of trying to get customers to buy more toothpaste. Now, another way that this could happen, a travel agent could encourage people to buy insurance in case something goes wrong on their trip. So you want somebody to do something here because it makes you more money, but also because it might be a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Now, another example could be, the teacher encouraged her students to sign up for some activities and clubs.
Mm, so I wonder what happened. Like, did they give you toothpaste if you bought the lasagna?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
How did it happen? Okay.
I don't know.
It says, however, no one trusted Colgate to make a tasty meal.
No.
I trust them if I want my teeth cleaned, but
yeah.
definitely if I want
lasagna,
I would definitely pick something else, right? I would pick something by a famous chef instead. So
yeah.
That's why the product didn't work very well because, of course, you know, I wouldn't want to buy
it. I would just make my own lasagna
yeah, exactly.
and then brush my teeth afterwards anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really make sense. But we have another item to talk about here. It says, another item, Coke Black by Coca-Cola, was a coffee-flavored soda.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay, in that last sentence, we said that Coca-Cola made a coffee-flavored soda. Now, we use this adjective flavored here. Now, when something is flavored, we usually use this word by adding it on to a type of flavor by using a hyphen. So it means it tastes like that thing. So here, the Coca-Cola product, Coke Black, tastes like coffee, for example. Now, my favorite coffee is caramel flavored coffee. So you see, I put the caramel, that is the flavor, and then I added the adjective flavored to it with a hyphen. Here's another example using toothpaste. Harriet's son hates the taste of normal toothpaste, so she bought him strawberry flavored toothpaste. So coffee-flavored soda, would you drink it?
No, I think it sounds kind of weird.
No, I think I would just drink coffee.
Yeah, I wouldn't want bubbles in my coffee, to be honest.
No, me neither.
There is a Coca-Cola now with, mm-hmm. like, it's clear.
I
think they made it in Japan now. Mm. It still tastes like Coca-Cola. It tastes like normal Coca-Cola, but instead, it's not like the dark colored, black colored. It's actually clear. So that's a new product that I saw recently from Japan. I'm not sure if it failed. I think it should be pretty good, though.
Okay.
It should be pretty cool.
All right.
All right, so let's continue reading about our article. It says, it failed so badly that it was pulled from shelves after 2 years. So nobody really liked the idea of having
coffee-flavored
soda. So that's why they had to take it off from the shelves. They couldn't sell anymore after 2 years.
They just weren't making any money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another product that didn't make very much money, and there's a good reason why. It says, there is even a perfume designed by motorcycle company Harley-Davidson.
Okay,
so we are talking about a perfume. Now, a perfume is a liquid that has a very strong smell. Women wear it to make themselves smell in a certain way. Now, perfumes can also be sprayed on other things like furniture or clothing, so they smell nice too. Now, men do this kind of thing as well. We're not just talking about women, but we call the liquid that they wear cologne, and that's spelled C-O-L-O-G-N-E, cologne. Here's an example for perfume. Gavin loves the smell of his girlfriend's perfume, so he makes sure she always has a bottle.
Oh, so sweet. Mm. All right, so a while ago we learned that the word design as a noun. Mm-hmm. Now here, design it can be also used as a verb,
That's right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you design something, it means you plan and make a decision about something that you want to build or something that you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you want to design a building, you need to draw and plan out what the outside and what the inside of the building will look like
right.
and how safe it is. So mm-hmm. it's basically the action of doing this design.
Right.
For example, I can say my sister studied fashion because she wants to design women's clothing.
Okay. All right. So let's find out about this perfume. It's called Hot Road and
okay.
is said to smell like wood and tobacco.
Ew.
Okay, so just so you are a little bit more clear, tobacco, this noun is a plant that has dark brown leaves, and these tobacco leaves can be dried and then smoked in a cigarette or a pipe. So basically what we're saying is that this perfume from this motorcycle company smells like wood and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which,
not very sexy.
No. So maybe that's why it didn't go over very well. Maybe many women didn't really want
to
smell.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you smell kind
like
of
hot
unattractive.
Road. Yeah. All right. Well, those are all the products we have to talk about today, but we have more, so we'll see you again tomorrow.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today. Have you ever bought anything that ended up being completely useless? What was it and what did you do with it?
I think I have a lot of things that I bought there
okay.
that end up being useless because I don't really use it anymore or I don't really need it.
Right.
I have a long list. I can't really remember what I bought, but I'm pretty sure I've bought like so many mm-hmm. things that I think like, oh, I think I can use this in the kitchen.
Or right.
I think I'll use this when I cook. Or mm-hmm. when I do something, and then I end up not using it at all. So
right.
for me, that's useless. Or if maybe I'll buy something from like a really, really cheap website,
yeah.
and it ends up not working,
or
and
being
it's kind of like
or doesn't fit, or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think, I mean, I used to do that quite a bit when I was younger. I don't really anymore. One thing I do have trouble with sometimes is if I go into a store and I want to try something on and they don't let me try it on,
mm-hmm.
and I say, oh, maybe I'll just buy it anyways. And
mm-hmm.
then I get home and it doesn't fit and they
like,
can't return
oh,
it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess I'll just give it to a friend or something like that. So, yeah, so I guess when I was younger, I used to do this a bit more, but now I'm much more careful with my money. So if I don't need it, I try not to buy it.
Stay away.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, what about you guys? You guys can answer this question too. We'll be back again tomorrow with more products. So stay tuned. We'll see you then.
The Museum of Failure. People have great ideas for inventions all the time. Sadly, not all of these end up being successful. In fact, many more fail than succeed, either because of a problem with the idea or an error in the design. Samuel West's Museum of Failure in Helsingborg, Sweden, is filled with products that just didn't hit the mark. West collected some items himself, while others were sent to him in the mail. The museum includes some seriously strange ideas. For example, toothpaste company Colgate put out a ready-made beef lasagna. It was supposed to encourage people to brush their teeth after meals. However, no one trusted Colgate to make a tasty meal. Another item, Coke Black by Coca-Cola, was a coffee-flavored soda. It failed so badly that it was pulled from shelves after 2 years. There is even a perfume designed by motorcycle company Harley-Davidson. It's called Hot Road and is said to smell like wood and tobacco.
Vocabulary Review.
succeed. My mom always says that if you work hard and never give up, you are sure to succeed. Design. I made some changes to the robot we're building. Do you like the new design? Design. Peter has designed a new kind of airplane that is the fastest in the world. Failure. The singer's new album sold very few copies and was considered a failure. Product. Buy our new product to make cooking easier than ever before. Encourage. The art teacher encouraged his students to think creatively. Flavored. This ice cream is melon flavored. Would you like to try some?